It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, brought to you by Southern Company, building the future of energy.
Go to the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line, and I bring on Ryan Floyd, Senior Vice President of Piedmont Bank. Ryan, how you guys hanging in there during this coronavirus scare?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for asking, and thank you for having us on today. We really do appreciate it.
Ryan, it's tough right now, though. I mean, because there's so much uncertainty, and people, one of the things that they're always going to worry about is their finances. You know, and family finances are a struggle right now for a lot of people.
And the phones are ringing off the hook. We've got new initiatives out for small businesses to help them. But this will pass, and we want to be able to help businesses. But bottom line is we want to talk today about a way to help people that are really in need, and that's immediate needs without stimulus checks or jobs, and that's just getting their daily needs of food. And so that's what I wanted to share a little bit about the Neighborhood Cooperative Ministry today.
Yeah, and we'll love to hear about that. You can drop off food at the Piedmont Bank located 5100 Peachtree Parkway, Peachtree Corners, April 1st through May 1st, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, between 10 and noon. A lot of people need food right now. What are some of the critical food items you're looking for?
The most important needs that we have today is canned meat, either tuna or chicken, canned fruit, peanut butter and jelly, and the plastic jars. Those hold up the best. But the ministry ran out of food at 9:30 this morning. The demand is great. This ministry helps about 70 families a day, and as you can imagine, the needs are pressing.
And obviously, too, it's not right. It's not just food that people are in need of, too. There's a lot of other issues that the people are coming up with. We have to come together as a community and be able to help out in any way that we can.
That's right. And this serves the entire Gwinnett County, and the homelessness in Gwinnett County, you'd be surprised, is as large as the city of Atlanta. And people sleeping in extended stay residences, in their cars, with short-term, with family and friends. And I saw a statistic the other day that 15% of the children in Gwinnett County live below the poverty level. And with school being out, it's tough for them to get the food that they need to make it through the day.
People can give online at OurNCM.org. That's OurNCM.org. Volunteer in a safe social distance environment, helping sorting food. You need some volunteers also.
That's one thing that is a critical need right now. The way the ministry is distributing food to people, they're trying to be safe. And so there's safe practices in place. So if you want to come be a part of the ministry, check out their website. You can sign up to come and volunteer a couple hours a week or whatever you feel led to do. But we want to try to be a blessing to the community. And again, as Buck mentioned, can drop off food here at the Piedmont Bank Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 10 to 12. And we want to get food, those shelves restocked just as quickly as we can so we can help those who are in need.
Have the you running across a lot of really desperate people? Has it been calm and orderly? Because I would imagine, Ryan, there's a lot of people right now that are feeling up against it and feeling immense pressure.
Tensions are high, obviously. Most of the folks that come in are so grateful for the assistance that's been provided, and people are really scared. People are worried, and with runs on grocery stores and so forth. So keep that in mind. People in Gwinnett County, we've got a shelter in place here in Gwinnett. So when you go to the grocery store, you can pick up those items, and again, those are on the website. Drop them off here at the bank or at the center in Norcross. And they'll be happy to receive those donations.
Yeah, and Ryan, when people hear about hungry children, an issue there, that really tugs at the heart when you hear about those needs.
Absolutely, and we want to make sure people are fed. And some of us have inconveniences and greater issues. I know that I'm so fortunate that, you know, this has been an inconvenience for a lot of us, but some people are really hungry when they go to bed. So we want to reach out to these folks and make sure that they're, can meet their basic, most basic of needs during these troubled times.
I think being cooped up in the house is the least of our problems, Ryan.
That's
about
right.
Some of those
Amen.
People. Good job, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate this so much, y'all's willingness to help us talk about this today. And thank you for all that y'all do, and blessings to both of y'all.
Good job, Ryan. We appreciate it. Ryan Floyd, Senior VP, Piedmont Bank, on our Southern Company Business of Sports segment.
That was this week's Business of Sports Minutes, brought to you by our friends at Southern Company. Southern Company is proud to call Atlanta home and is committed to building the future of energy in all the communities they serve.